Airline passengers this holiday season should be prepared for long lines at security checkpoints. That's going to be true on traditionally busy days like today and Sunday, but also on days when traffic is lighter. That's because airport security is supposed to be tighter than ever, but there's a shortage of screeners. David Field is the America's editor of Airline Business, a London-based monthly for airline executives. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why is there a shortage of screeners?
Well, last summer, when the Transportation Security Administration, the agency that hires all the screeners, ran into a great deal of congressional flack for being overstaffed, and the joke arose that TSA stood for thousands standing around. In its wisdom, Congress said, okay, fire people. 5,000-6,000 out of 36,000-37,000 screeners have been let go. And as a result, we've run into some problems, particularly since the part-time screeners, whom the TSA was going to be hiring and start to have in place for the holidays, are not there yet. The part-timers were a great idea. You know, the federal government is not designed to run as a part-time agency. And everyone was very excited at the thought that part-timers would give TSA a lot of flexibility. The hiring simply has not happened as quickly as people would have liked.
Why didn't they call back the people they already had, the people they fired?
Some of those folks are coming back as part-timers, but they have to go through the whole security check, background check process once again. This is a time-consuming process, and it's a lot more time-consuming than TSA said it would be.
How good is security now?
It's an open question. The reason why security is very high right now is this student, Nathan Heatwell, managed to sneak some box cutters and other bad things onto airplanes, hide them in the bathrooms. They weren't discovered for months. And even after he told the TSA about them in emails, they didn't read the emails. So if an intentionally benign intruder can get through, what about a really bad guy? So that's why security is high.
So we're going to have long lines.
We're going to have long lines because the machinery hasn't changed. The machinery is still basically the old-fashioned machinery. The screeners are better trained, they're better tested, they're better supervised than they've ever been before, even without the part-timers. But you're still talking about large numbers of people, physical choke points, and the fact that they have to do a thorough job.
So too few screeners on equipment that doesn't do the job.
The equipment doesn't do the job. It needs human supplements. It needs the actual physical search. That's what takes time, and that's what you really have to be thinking about as you get into the line this Thanksgiving.
No wonder they're so surly. What can passengers do to help the process?
Don't be stupid. Think about the last time you were in line and someone ahead of you in line did something really stupid. Oh, I forgot I had a Geiger counter in my baggage, is the extreme example. Think about all the times you've had to empty out your pockets, etc., and pack with that in mind. Put all the things that you know you're going to have to take out in one pocket or in a little bag and be ready to take them out. Don't wear a belt with a big buckle. Be prepared to take your shoes off. Wear clean underwear, as your mother used to say. That may not help, but it'll make your mother feel a lot better. Do not put a lock on your checked bag. They have to go through the checked bags. They will break the lock if they have to.
Thank you.
Thank you.
David Field is the America's editor of Airline Business, a London-based monthly for airline executives.